Exodus 16. Thank you, Jeanette, John. If you notice the hymns that Jeanette chose to prepare us, they were prelude, preparation, music before the message. They were so fitting, satisfied. All my long I panted for a draught from some clear spring that would satisfy my longing. Hallelujah, I've found it. Him whom my soul so long has craved. Read with me verse 4 of chapter 16. Then said the Lord, after their complaining, did you notice with me how many times he mentioned their murmuring? After that he said, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. And the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or not. Verse 15. And when the children of Israel came that the morning, they said, a question, what is this? What is it? They saw it. And that's what they said. It is manna. What is this? They didn't know what to make of it. And then Moses said unto them, this is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat. This is bread. My, my. Just a few days in their journey, they became hungry and thirsty. And as said, they began to murmur and complain and talk about going back to Egypt. And go back to bondage. Go back to the slime pits. Back to the flesh pots. You read that with me. They said we were sitting by the flesh pots. My. But God, you see how loving and merciful and gracious he is. God fed, so mercifully fed and watered them and gave them what they wanted. He gave them flesh. He gave them flesh. And then he gave them the one thing they needed. They didn't ask for bread from heaven. Deuteronomy 8, let me read this to you. The Lord said this when it was all over. They were just about to go in. And you know they started murmuring even then, and right at the end. They were just right on the verge of going in. They were still murmuring. But Deuteronomy 8, here's what the Lord said. He said, remember all the way the Lord led you these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee, to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which you didn't know, you knew not, neither did your fathers know, that he might make thee know man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Bread from God. That's what you need. That's what the Lord has fed you. That is. Moses went up on the mountain, remember, and got, what did he get from God to bring down to the people? The Word. And that's what he fed them for 40 years. They needed that. That's what they're going to live. That's what they're going to live on. God is so merciful. God is so good. God is so kind. God feeds and provides for everything that lives. You know that? Do you know that nearly whatever a man wants and goes after, he can get it? God's good. Puts a world in people's heart. Go after it. You want the flesh pots? Go after it. You'll get it. You'll get it. But God's people, he gives them bread from heaven. Bread from heaven. In love and mercy, God gives us what we really need. Christ, the bread of life. This is Israel he's talking about. Now, Israel wasn't happy in Egypt, were they? They weren't happy there. They weren't happy. But they no sooner had been out in the wilderness a few days that they weren't happy again. And we already saw that what You're not going to find it out there. You're passing through it. Okay? We have here no continuing city. There's no place on earth. There's no place on earth, nothing on earth that's going to satisfy us. Okay? But here's the thing. The fact that God is bringing us out of this world, the fact that God is bringing us through this wilderness of sin, of hardships, of trials, and we taste the bitter waters, and we go through all these troubles, that ought to make us the happiest people on earth. You know that? We ought to be the happiest people on earth. Right? We ought to be singing the song of Moses. We ought to be singing for 40 years and never quit. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. Never quit singing that. Wake up, doesn't matter what's the day holds for us. Come we that love the Lord. Call somebody. Start singing that. Seriously. And I'm talking to myself here. Stop our murmuring and complaining. We ought to be the happiest people on earth. If we're miserable in this world, we ought to be the happiest people. It's good, it's good. And we come here on the Lord's Day, and what do we find? Manna. Water. Next chapter. What's the next chapter, Ben? The smitten rock. They all drank from it. They all under the cow. All passed through the sea. Every one of us. We're so blessed. We're so blessed. After their murmuring and complaining, God said, I'm going to rain bread from heaven for you. Is this man? You know what I'd have said? I'm going to withhold bread from you for 30 days. No, no, no. I'm going to rain bread from heaven for you bunch of murmuring and complainers. I'm going to send bread down from heaven for you. Now, what's that? What is this? No, no, no. It's not a what. It's who. David said, he shall come down like rain that watereth this dry and thirsty land. Like bread. John 6, go over there. John chapter 6. All of you should know this. We've eaten it so many times. This is a chapter on Christ the bread. John 6. Where he calls himself true bread. John chapter 6. Bread from heaven. Look at John 6 verse 33. Our Lord said. He said in verse 33. The bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven. And giveth life unto the world. They said unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. He said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. What mercy. Verse 47. Look at this. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I do, don't you? Do you? Do you? I do. Why? There was a time I didn't. I do. There's a time I didn't want this bread. But now I do. Why? He that hath the Son hath life. He that believeth on the Son hath life. Hath life. Not shall have it. Hath it. You wouldn't believe on him if you didn't have life. Does that comfort you? I am that bread of life, he said. Christ is God. He's bread. Do you find in Christ all you need? Does he meet your hunger? Huh? Whereas nothing else, no one else can. Does he really? Man, if you know him, I want to see your head nod. Does he really? He said in verse 49, your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness of death. This is the bread that cometh down from heaven. A man eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread, he said, which came down from heaven. If a man eat of this bread, he'll live forever. The bread I give is my flesh, which I'll give for the life of the world. Not just Jews, but Gentiles. Well, the Jews, verse 52, murmured. Man, oh man. Verse 54, whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life. I will raise him up at the last day. My flesh is meat indeed. My blood is drink. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me and I in him. Brothers and sisters, why do you come here? I'm going to try to give you a little comfort here. What the Lord said. Why do you come here? See the choir? There ain't none. See the preacher? He ain't much. Then why do you come here? Some of you have been coming for 40 years. To eat this? To hear Christ preach? Do you really? Do you really? Charles, you've been coming a long time. Do you really come here to hear about Christ crucified? Again? You have life. But no buts about it. But God. Yeah, but I'm a murmur. But God said, I'm going to send him bread. That's who he came for. That's who Christ came for, sinners. Those that are hungry and blessed. These people were hungry and thirsty. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst after what? Righteousness. What's your righteousness? What is righteousness? What's that mean? You've heard it a thousand times. It's Christ. You know how blessed we are? We eat one thing here. No. It's so blessed. Minnie and I drove by that Catholic place again this morning. I used to, you know, kind of scoff at them and, you know, turn my nose at it. I'm just being honest with you. I go by that place and there's a bunch of ignoramuses. Now I feel sorry for them. Now you know what I'm thinking? We could be there. What are they doing? Feeding on husks. That's where swine feed. But God. He took you out of that hog pen, Robin. The hog pen is called Methodism. Took you out of that. Where did he put you? In a land flowing with milk and honey. Bread to the fullest. Like wafers dipped in honey. Jeanette last Sunday said, I felt like shouting. I said, please do. I said, it might start a real revival here. The other ladies get courage. I'm telling you, we're so blessed. Let us never grow tired of this manna. The people of Israel, many of them grew tired and said, we've had enough of this. Christ said, I'm the bread. Bread, what is bread? I love bread. I know some of you are lactose and gluten-free and lactose intolerant. I'm sorry. I know it's a genuine problem. I know that. But listen, bread is a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. Christ called himself bread. How does it begin? Where does bread begin? Seed. Seed. That's Christ, isn't it? Who made seed? What came first, the tree or the seed? Well, the trees. Well, you can't have a tree without seed. Well, God made it. What's that? Well, Christ is the tree. He is seed. So he had no beginning. He was a tree. Oh, yes, he did. He had a beginning. His seed. The woman's seed. Which is it? It's both. He's tree. He's seed. Without beginning, without end. But he had a beginning as a man. He had to come, a seed, a woman's seed, planted in a woman's womb. And he grew up as a tender plant. Our Lord said, like a corn of wheat that falls in the ground and dies. And has to grow up, has to fall in the ground and die. Won't bear fruit. He grew up as a tender plant, a root out of what? Dry ground. He's bread, he's water, he's a fountain. That little plant will grow up like a corn, stalk of corn. If you're going to make corn meal and corn bread, grow up as a stalk of corn. And what does it bear? What is corn? Fruit. Fruit. Okay. The older it gets, what will it be? What will that corn start to do? Lower its head. Christ said, I'm meek and lowly. More than me. Oh, he bore fruit unto the Father, didn't he? Why? It's for us to eat him. All right? That seed and then that tender plant, and it grows up and bears fruit, the glory of God for us, for his people, second Adam from above, kept the law. And it's what? Cut it down. Gotta die. Gotta die. Ground. Crushed. Crushed. Our Lord was cut down. Isaiah 53:8 is cut off out of the land of the living. Why? For the transgression of my people was his meant. Then what? What do you do with that flour? You put it, knead it in the hand. Hand of God crushed his son. He put it in the furnace. Our Lord hanging on the cross endured the fiery wrath of God, didn't he? And he's put in the ground, buried 3 days. What happened? 3 days. He rose. He had no leaven. How can you rise without leaven? He did. That's why he rose. And it was no sin. To put our sin away, the leaven. He arose. What is he? What is this? Manna. Bread from heaven. Bread from heaven. Oh, and we got to eat it. Didn't he say, you eat this bread? Blessed are they the hunger. If you have a hunger for Christ, if you have a need for Christ, if you have a thirst for Christ, if you keep coming to hear of Christ and never grow weary of hearing Christ, and if you can hear Christ right now after 30 or 40 years of hearing Christ and this gospel is still sweet to you, oh, you're so blessed. You have life. You have Christ in you, you see. You eat Christ, you eat food, you eat bread out of hunger, need. You eat bread because you like the taste of it. I love the taste of bread. I can be full and many make bread and I still, give me a slice of that. I like the taste of it. I like the smell of it, don't you? They say if you're going to sell a house, just bake bread. Doesn't matter what the house looks like, you'll sell it. Because it's nothing like it. Nothing has the fragrance. Nothing has the appeal that fresh baked bread does. And there's nothing that God has ever created quite so fragrant and savory and wonderful as the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing on earth. Nothing. Manna. The people saw it. People saw it. And they said, what is this? They didn't know what to call it. Never been anything like it. There'd never been bread from heaven. And they all saw it. A little round, no beginning or end. Round, no beginning or end. White, like coriander seed. Over in Numbers it says bedellum. What's that? The color of a pearl. You know, pearl's not just white. Is it? You look at a pearl in the light, it's iridescent. There's nothing. It has a luster unlike anything you'll ever. Right, doesn't it? That's Christ. And they said, what is it? When the angels were announcing, angels were announcing the birth of the God-man, God was manifested. Never before was there ever. God had never been a man. He took a form here and there, but he became a man. He literally became flesh. There were times when he just robed himself and left. But now he became bone of our bones and flesh of our flesh. And the angels
saw God enter this womb and God become a child. And they said, you know what they said?
This holy thing. They didn't know what to call it. Him. John wrote of it, said that. First thing, John wrote, that life, that word of life, that holy thing. When Christ came into Jerusalem, the whole city was moved, saying, who is this? Who is this? Manna. Bread from heaven. The reigning bread from heaven. King. The God-man. Isn't that something? I thought, I'm going to quit talking about their complaining and just talk about the manna. Just talk about the manna. Here's what the Lord told them here in our text, Exodus 16. Look at verse 4. He told his people, he said, I will rain bread from heaven for you. The people shall go out and gather it. You go out and get it. Go out and gather it. Now hold on. Melody, now do you see this? God says, I'm going to rain bread. It's going to come to you. But you're going to go get it. Which is it? It's both. Both. Christ said, lo, I am come to do thy will, O God. Christ came from the Father, sent by the Father, the bread from heaven. And then he stood one day and said, come unto me. All ye that labor are heavy laden. Any man thirst, come unto me. Christ came to the woman at the well, didn't she? She'd have never heard his voice if he hadn't come to her. The gospel has come here. The gospel's come here. The gospel's right here every Sunday and every Wednesday. Is it? Is it? It's here. What you got to do? You got to come gather the gospel. Amen. Amen. You hungry? If you're hungry, you will. You know who went out and gathered? Hungry. Hungry. Oh, blessed are they that hunger. Down in verse 16, this is the thing the Lord commanded. Gather every man according to his eating. If you're hungry, gather. Come. Forsake not the assembly of yourselves together, as a matter of some men. You won't if you're hungry. Every man, gather. Our Lord said, every man must eat. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath life. Hath life. Every man. Like the lamb. Remember, every man had to have a lamb. Every single person had to eat that lamb. And look at verse 17. The children of Israel did so. And some gathered more, some less. If you're real hungry, gather it. You're not going to exhaust it. It's going to last for 40 years. Now, an omer is a gallon of flour. How much bread can you make with a gallon? Men, Sue, those who make bread. Sarah's been making bread. Great bread. But she doesn't have time to make it for you. Great bread. How much bread can you make with a gallon of bread? Every day. Every day. Here's the point. How much grace do you need? What do you need? Scripture says God is full of mercy. How much mercy do you need? You know where it's found? It's found in Christ. It's found in the gospel. It's found in God's word. How much mercy do you need? Come, gather it. Just listen. Just sit. On the Sabbath day, they didn't gather any of it. Why? It's already ready. You have twice as much. Amen. Some gathered a little bit, some less. But you know what? If you gathered any, you're Israel. You're hungry. You got a little faith? I don't have much faith, preacher. Oh, hold on. You got any? Yeah, I believe. Oh, well, stop right there. You have life. You have life. I got a little faith. Good enough. Good enough. They didn't meet an omer, and he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack, you see. No lack. nothing wanting, nothing, no wasting, nothing over. Every man according to his eating. And look at verse 19. He said, don't leave it until the morning. No, you have to go out again in the morning and get it. Every day. His mercies are what? Every morning. New every morning. Just for the asking. The bread is right here for the taking. Every morning. How hungry are you? You know what you'll do during the day if you don't wake up and seek His face and ask Him to feed you with Himself, the bread from heaven? You know what you'll do during the day? You'll starve. You'll hunger. It said in our text, let me see if I can find it. Oh, in the verse 12. Look at it. Verse 12, you say, I've heard your murmurings. You say, in the evening you're going to eat flesh. Tell me, do you feed on God's word all day long? Do you? Do you really? I'm afraid we get caught up in the flesh. We go after flesh, don't we? The Lord knows that. We're flesh. He knows that. He gave them flesh. Are you with me? Are you with me? He gave them flesh. Now, it's going to stink. But your flesh, He knows that which is flesh, and He gives us flesh. We're in this world. But He said, now, this manna, He said, in the morning, look at verse 12. You're going to eat flesh in the evening, but in the morning you're going to be filled with bread. This bread's going to fulfill you. Flesh is not. Over Numbers, they murmured and complained and said, okay. You remember? All right. I'm going to give you so much flesh, it's going to come out your nostrils. Remember that? Until they got sick of the flesh. Wasn't that the goodness of God? Amen. Wasn't that the goodness of God? We live, we're flesh. Flesh has to have flesh. And we live in the flesh and we enjoy the things of the flesh. But, oh, make the Lord make us sick of it. And make us see one thing fulfills, one thing and one only. And this is what I need to live by. Him. His word. That makes sense? In the morning. Where does faith come from? Hearing. Hearing what? Word of God. How shall they hear without a what? Preacher. Preacher. This is the time. He said, don't gather. You come on the Lord's day. It's all prepared. It's all ready. They had to prepare. They had to prepare it. But then come, and that day you don't gather. It's all just fed to you. And you rest and be fed. But they had to prepare, didn't they? You want this bread to feed you? Prepare. How's that? Lord, make me hungry. Lord, feed me. Lord, here I am. Feed me. So, you can't live on yesterday's bread. And every morning, here I'm here to tell you from God's word, every morning, you want faith, you want assurance, you want some confidence, you want some peace, where's it come from? Christ. Where's Christ to be found? How does Christ speak to us? Right here. Right here. Eat. I tell you, they that ate a lot or little, it helped them. It helped them. Now look, let me close with this. Look at verse 32. Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord commanded. Fill an omer of it. It's to be kept for generations, that you may see the bread that I fed you in the wilderness. What's that? That's the word, the written word that he kept up. I know most of you know this. But in that Ark of the Covenant with that mercy seat, and Lord willing, we're going to get to that. I hope you're looking forward to that. In that Ark of the Covenant, there were three things. Right? Could you tell me what they were? The manna, a pot of manna, Aaron's rod that budded. You remember how it all started? Throw that rod down and become a serpent. It's going to divide the sea and so forth. And the testimony, the written law of God was all. These three things were put in that ark. And these three things are what? One. One person. Christ the bread. And he said, you put this in the ark. You put it there for everybody to see from now on. Generation. Write it down. Anybody hungry? Christ is the bread. Anybody need a sovereign ruler? Christ is he that reigns over us and rules over us, does all things by the scepter of his righteousness. Anybody need a word from God? Anybody guilty of breaking the law? Huh? It's under that mercy seat. Kept, complete, and you're complete. Come on, you're complete. These three have one. Now you put it up forever, he said. For everybody to see. From now on. Christ the bread. And verse 35, the children of Israel ate manna for 40 years. 40 years it just rained bread every day. Surely, you know, we've murmured and complained so long. Surely the bread's going to stop. John, you read it with me. It was right in the beginning, they started murmuring. What God do? Sent the bread. And they murmured for 40 years. What God do? Sent the bread. Kept sending the bread. Isn't God good? Aren't we rotten? Isn't he good? Now he said, Omer's a gallon. A gallon a day for 40 years? I've sinned against God's grace. There's no more grace for me. Go out to that ocean and stick your toe in it. Have you fathomed the depths of that? Huh? Take a glass of water from that ocean and drink it. Now there's no more left. There's a whole lot more where that came from. And his mercies are new every morning. His compassions, they fail not. He knows our frame. Murmurers and complainers. And what does he keep doing? Sending the gospel. Somebody say amen. Amen. Jeanette say amen. Okay. John, you come lead us in a closing hymn.